Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You've thought about starting your own business for years, and you know, this time you're really ready to do it, but is the stress worth it? Of course you know that it is, but really what goes into starting your own business and how can you manage all of those stressors so they don't start to affect your health? My guest is marketing expert and author David Newman. Welcome to the show. David, tell us about starting your own business and the stress involved in starting and running a business.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of them. And I think part of the stress is expectations. So a lot of people start a business because they love whatever it is that they're doing, whatever the product or service is, and they're not expecting it to be so gosh darn hard to get clients, get customers, do marketing, sales, business development, and wear all of the hats that business owners have to wear. So I would say the number one source to de-stress is to expect the journey to be harder than you might ordinarily expect it to be.
Well, so, okay, you know, normally when you work for somebody, you get your days off, you get your sick days, you get your health insurance, somebody else is running the show and you're sort of do what you're supposed to do, whatever your job is. But when it's your business, you have to think of all of those things. So expecting it to be harder than it's going to be, yes, great number one. How do you sort of deal with that? Okay, can I really make this leap if it's going to be that hard?
Well, you know, the way I talk about this, both in the Do It Marketing book and in my seminars and speeches, I say, think about a Rubik's Cube. Think about the New York Times crossword puzzle. Those things are really, really hard, but we enjoy them. We rise to the challenge. We say, wow, if I can nail this New York Times crossword puzzle, I will have really achieved something. So if you expected the New York Times crossword puzzle to be easy, you'd be frustrated and sad and stressed and depressed. If you expected to solve the Rubik's Cube to be easy, again, you'd be stressed out. You'd be flipping, oh, this is so gosh darn hard. So I think the expectation management is really a key. The other place that I think, we tend to focus so much on the business and on planning for the business or starting the business or growing the business that we forget that we have to take care of ourselves. So there's a self-care component that no matter how busy you get, you got to get exercise, you got to get sleep, you got to eat the right foods, you got to take care of yourself psychologically, mood-wise, you know, because the mood swings, that in and of itself is crazy. One day, as soon as you close a big deal, you're a rock star. The next day, when the phone doesn't ring, you're a manic depressive nutbag. So you have to, you know, you have to be a little bit emotionally intelligent to manage those kinds of stresses as well.
So first, realization that it is going to be harder than you think. The self-care, so important, dealing with your stressors, getting a good night's sleep, eating well, getting good nutrition, getting your exercise, absolutely for sure. You know, as somebody who does that, I have to get up and go on my treadmill like every half an hour because I cannot sit at a desk for that long. It's just making me crazy. But so making sure you get your exercise. Give us some more do's and don'ts, David, to starting your own business and dealing with everything that goes into it.
Well, you know, our first job, job number one as an entrepreneur, is really about marketing and sales and business development. So if you're not good at marketing, sales, and business development, that in and of itself can be a stressor. So what should you do? Read a book, go to seminars, invest in a little bit of professional development. Any area in your business where you're weak, think about how can I simplify, eliminate, delegate, or outsource it. So, you know, you shouldn't be the one necessarily that's doing your own QuickBooks. Get a bookkeeper. You're not the one that should be reviewing and writing your own legal agreements. So get a good attorney. So part of it's also having a team around you where you are focused on your unique ability as that entrepreneur, as that business owner, as that chief sales and marketing officer, and you're not getting dragged into all those things that can stress you out, the busy work, the grunt work, the kinds of tasks that you hate. In a big company, you know, you've got a team. You've got specialists that do all those sorts of things. Once you're out on your own as an entrepreneur, you equally need a team, if not more so.
So you identify your weaknesses, and that is really, really good advice because, as you say, we can't all do it all. But at the beginning of starting a business, sometimes you have to do, you know, you want to get that team together, but if there is no cash flow and you need to pretty much, sometimes you have no hands to help you and you have to do it all yourself, what then?
Well, I think as long as you have a game plan, because, you know, you raise a great point. On day one, we can't hire the attorney, the accountant, the bookkeeper, the tax person, but knowing that it's a short-term sacrifice, and again, that expectation management that you know that you're working towards, in 6 months, I'll be able to hire that bookkeeper and never have to look at QuickBooks again. I mean, I'll review my financials, I'll look at my P&L, I'll look at my balance sheet, I need to understand those things, but I don't need to be doing the detail work. So as long as you have some deadlines and a runway and a path and a plan so that you can at least see the light at the end of the tunnel, that's a huge source of stress management and stress relief. Even if you're doing the work and stressed out and short on sleep in the short term, you know you have this master plan in the long term.
Plan, that's such a great word, because making a list sometimes gets just that stress off of your head so that you can concentrate on each item on the list as it sets. So making that plan can sometimes in and of itself be that reduce of a stressor because you've now got it set out, the SMART goals, the attainable, the time sensitive, all of these things, right, David?
Well, and Melanie, here's another little tidbit that I think will be a huge source of stress relief. Live out of your calendar, not your inbox. So many times as entrepreneurs, as business owners, as emerging entrepreneurs, we think that email is our job. So every email that comes in, we react, we respond, we process, we reply. And, you know, I have a big sign in my office because I have to constantly remind myself, email is not my job. So turn off the email, live out of your calendar, because you can proactively block your time, block your tasks, make sure that your highest priority items get done because they're on your calendar, and don't check your email until check email shows up on the calendar.
So really making that plan, identifying your weaknesses, taking care of yourself, these are all so important do's and don'ts of starting a business. And in the last just minute or so, David, give us your very best advice for starting a business, managing, being self-employed, certainly not that easy. Miss a day of work, don't get paid. I mean, it's definitely a thing. And then tell people about your book.
Well, the best advice I have comes from Ray Kroc, who's the founder of McDonald's. And just very quickly, someone asked Ray Kroc, Mr. Kroc, what's the secret to your success? And he said, well, I guess if I were to boil it down, the secret to my success is nobody ever came into one of my restaurants who wasn't already hungry. So find your hungry audience for whatever business you're starting and do your utmost to serve them. And to connect with me and or the Do It Marketing book, the best way is go to doitmarketing.com. The book's resources and companion tools are at doitmarketing.com/book.
So the website is Do It Marketing. David Newman, author of the book Do It Marketing, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition. Certainly something that we all want to do, you know, when you're starting your own business, make your plan, write it out. Deal with those stressors so that they don't bog down so heavily that you cave under the pressure. Identify those weaknesses and keep to your list. Remember, the inbox is not your job. Your calendar is. Keep to that list and you should be pretty successful. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.